The summit of Mount Fraught was a small, flat square, and as Sunny walked to the trunk of the car, she gazed off each edge of the square, feeling a bit dizzy from the great height. From three of the edges, she could see the square and misty peaks of some of the other mountains, most of which were covered in snow, and twisting through the peaks were the strange black waters of the stricken stream and the rocky path that the car had driven along. But from the fourth side of the square peak, Sunny saw something so strange, it took her a moment to figure out what it was. Extending from the highest peak in the Mortmain Mountains was a glittering white strip, like an enormous piece of shiny paper folded downward, or the wing of some tremendous bird. Sunny watched the very last rays of the sunset reflect off this enormous surface and slowly realized what it was, the source of the stricken stream. Like many streams, the stricken stream originated within the rocks of the mountains, and in the warmer season, Sunny could see that it cascaded down from the highest peak in an enormous waterfall. But this was not a warm time of year, and just as Sunny's tears had frozen on her face, the waterfall had frozen solid into a long, slippery slope that disappeared into the darkness below. It was such an eerie sight that it took Sunny a moment to wonder why the ice was white instead of black, like the waters of the stricken stream.
Honk!
A loud blast from Count Olaf's horn made Sunny remember what she was supposed to be doing, and she hurriedly opened the trunk and found a bag of potato chips, which she brought back to the car.
"That took a very long time, orphan," said Olaf, rather than "thank you." "Now go set up the tents, one for Esme and me, and one for my troop, so we can get some sleep." "Where is the Bay Brigade to stay?" asked the hook-handed man. "I don't want her in my tent. I hear that babies can creep up and steal your breath while you're sleeping."
"Well, she's certainly not sleeping with me," Esme said. "It's not in to have a baby in your tent."
"She's not going to sleep in either tent," Olaf decided. "There's a large covered casserole dish in the trunk. She can sleep in there."
"Will she be safe in a casserole dish?" Esme said. "Remember, Olaf, honey, if she dies, then we can't get our hands on the fortune."
"There are a few holes in the top, so she can breathe," Olaf said, "and the cover will protect her from the snow gnats."
"Snow gnats?" asked Hugo.
"Snow gnats are well-organized, ill-tempered insects," Count Olaf explained, "who live in cold mountain areas and enjoy stinging people for no reason whatsoever. I've always been fond of them."
"Nenat,"
Sunny said, which meant, "I didn't notice any such insects outside." But no one paid any attention.